As Christine said, track and field is no longer on the cover of major magazines, and it's not often on primetime television at the Olympics either. This was a deliberate decision by NBC, scheduling with the Olympic Committee. Howard Rosenberg is the Pulitzer Prize-winning television critic, formerly with the Los Angeles Times. Howard, NBC has such power they can tell the Olympics when to schedule their events.
Yes, I think they can, and that goes all across the board when networks televise big events. And I think it's a shame because it really, in effect, disenfranchises people who really look forward to track and field, and I'm speaking for myself. And there are even the gymnastics, even though they're in prime time on the West Coast, they're so late that it goes past people's bedtimes.
I do wonder about that scheduling. I mean, just in the office here, people are complaining that NBC puts these events on in prime time, but then the real stuff that you want to see, it gets later, 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 after 10 o'clock?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure they have research that tells them that Michael Phelps is somebody people want to see, and they do that all the time. They designate a star, and they go with him, and in this case, it worked because Phelps won a lot and became a big star. But speaking personally, I'm a little tired of it. I mean, you know, he's everywhere. You turn on your microwave in the morning, and he pops up on the screen. I'd like to see a little less of that and some more of some other things, and not only the Americans, because this is an international event, not just an ethnocentric American event.
You know, it's a television event, though, isn't it? And I wonder, how is NBC doing as television?
Well, it must be doing well because its numbers, its ratings are very high. And I mean, it's a real colossus. And I think in part because of curiosity about China. And also, as I said, because NBC has made this Olympics so widely available.
I remember a past Olympic television networks, I'm thinking ABC in particular, jumping around from event to event. You'd be someplace 2 minutes, you'd go someplace else. It's not like that this year. And I thought that I would enjoy that a lot. But then we spend just an amazing amount of time on beach volleyball, and I wonder, come on, something else must be happening.
I do have a problem with some of the continuity. For example, in the men's individual gymnastics, they promoted it all evening, showed just a little bit of it before moving on to swimming. I assume because the Americans were prominent in swimming, and in the male gymnastics, they were not.
Let me ask you just finally here about the business of all this. The numbers for NBC, the ratings, just absolutely huge. NBC also told Daily Variety this week that in the first 5 days of coverage, more than 17 million people streamed these video events onto their phones for downloading. I wonder about that. Maybe that's why you're seeing the close-up of those faces so much. Maybe they're thinking about really small screens, one image.
Well, I don't necessarily think that's true because that was happening way back when ABC did the Olympics. Not a lot has changed since then, and including the jingoism of the coverage, which is something people don't talk about a lot, but I think is really important to discuss because I'm one of those people who I don't share the belief that the Olympics necessarily brings the planet together in some kind of communal spirit. I think it's just the opposite, and I think what the problem is, it increases a sort of nationalistic fervor among nations. Sports are international, and I couldn't care less which nation gets the most or least medals.
You just like to watch those games and see people do amazing things.
Absolutely, and lip sync.
Los Angeles Times critic Howard Rosenberg, his new book, No Time to Think, The Menace of Media Speed and the 24-Hour News Cycle, comes out in the next couple of months. Howard, thank you.